control of the building maintenance.
I think there is some.
And charge the financial institution that has the, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, no, it makes sense.
I would tell you that if we sold to a mom and pop, which probably doesn't happen. I mean, these users, okay, are strong companies, okay? But if we, and they're tough negotiators. They really don't let the landlord come in if they close and buy back. But an independent, 100%. If it was an independent user, we would really be very aggressive in making sure if they close, we would say, you have X amount to get that place open.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not to say that the big players don't fail. Mm-hmm. Look at Dixon City.
Yeah.
Look at that corridor in the back behind there. Mm-hmm. Look at all the restaurants that have, Quaker Steak and Lube. And
come and gone.
What's that?
They've all come and gone.
Yeah, that's my point. We expect the big players to have longevity.
Yeah.
But
don't always.
But they don't always. Yeah. So as the developer, are you saying that you will take the responsibility for the empty building if it happens to fail? That's what we're saying.
Yeah. So I think you want to review the events of default, or provide for certain minimum of events of default, including.
And we're not saying that
if it goes into disrepair,
right.
The overall owner comes in and maintains.
Yeah, we're not saying that you have to occupy the building. Don't get me wrong.
Not saying occupy it at all.
Not saying occupy. We're talking about disrepair. Right.
Aesthetics.
Aesthetics. Make sure that the grass is mowed if there is any. Make sure that the trees don't become overrun. Make sure that if there's any kind of
window.
I was going to say the word vandalism.
Yeah.
If there's any kind of vandalism, that it's not ignored. Yeah. Those kinds of things. Pipe breaks, because the heat's not. Those kinds of things is what we're looking to be.
Right.
I think that.
I can assure you that we'll keep those properties in good condition.
That is what our concern is.
Not that we'll always have the right to buy them. That's tough.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
But.
That's not where we were going.
Yeah, we weren't going that yet.
We weren't going that you had to buy them back. Yeah. We were talking about what happens if the tenant falls out. The business fails, whatever the situation is. Ill-managed property or business or something like that. Right. Just to make sure that, we've got a nice little area. It does happen.
I mean, we're all old enough, most of us, I guess. Brickell Channel. They were the two big players for lumber and everything, and they're gone.
And I remember Rickles.
And Quaker Steak got replaced by Chick-fil-A over there in the,
yes,
Dixon City area.
It took years, though, and the place was gross. I shop up there.
And I'd be real happy if we had a Boston Market, but they're closing left and right.
Yeah. They're not doing that great.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some good issues that have been pointed out.
And I think some of them have been addressed, but we're certainly willing to listen, as long as it's not tying a hand,
that's not.
But you're right. I mean, there's definitely an interest in trying to make it succeed. And even if a business goes out, usually there's somebody who wants to get money out of that.
Yes.
It might be a lender.
Yeah.
Or it might even be the receiver in bankruptcy if things go bad. But somebody's going to want to get another good tenant in there.
Exactly.
And he's not going to say it can only be one tenant, but he's going to say it's got to be one type of tenant. Obviously one that's compatible with your ordinance and with what's there.
You'll get a span in there. Just as long as it's maintained in that span, that it doesn't fall into
the Right, that's what I'm saying. I would just hate to see the maintenance and fall into disrepair, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good point. Okay.
In terms of the ordinance, we don't want to get too detailed because that's what actual plans and conditional use applications, where you do get into more details about things like sewage and of course PennDOT has the most say in the traffic thing. You know, how it goes once it's off of their right of way, yes, the township certainly has a say there, but we're going to try and design, it's what we have engineers for, to design in a way that's going to be safe and compatible, and controlled. So I don't know that there's that many of those details that we would want to fit into the ordinance. It's more the how does it work as much as anything.
Right. You know?
Well, I can agree with that.
Okay.
Is there anything else you have in terms of that you might have seen on that? I gather you all got copies of it.
I just got a copy tonight.
I just, that's
right. Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, the four or five page curative zoning amendment.
I only just got it. So.
Yeah.
And for my purposes, I'd want to talk to Sean. I'd want to talk to Tony a little bit and get an idea of what exists and how this changes it so I can advise these guys.
Okay.
All right.
Enough for tonight.
Since there's one piece of paper floating around here with the newer proposed plan, Tony, I can circulate one electronically.
That's fine.
To you and to the township. That seems to all know what we're talking about.
Okay. That one you're going to distribute?
Yeah, thank you. Okay. The same people I've been copying, which is the township, the two attorneys, and then they can disseminate it as needed. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's pretty much all we can do for now, and that's a good start. I guess it probably makes sense if we could to, since you have a couple concrete questions I think we could address, to come back to the workshop meeting, since we're still in the discussion stage, right?
I don't see any issue with that.
Get a quorum, if that's okay.
Yeah.
If
we could So you'd like, you want to be put on the agenda for the workshop?
For the workshop, which would be what?
What's the date of that?
It's the second Thursday, right?
2 weeks from Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Second Thursday would be the 10th, right?
10th.
Yeah. Would you like us to bring the next time a couple plans that show how this functions in
Right, so we can compare the narrative to the plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, marry what you're talking about with what your plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 10th and 7th.
So I usually join the workshop by Zoom too, so.
Yeah.
You guys are okay. I may do Zoom.
Yeah, the workshop.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Need to get up
here. So Tony, if you could send me a copy of what you're going to present, that'd be great.
Yep. We'll do that
to
both attorneys.
Sure. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we'd rather meet you for the first time face to face. You know, Zoom adds 10 pounds, so.
I'm getting there, pal.
I'm tired of seeing you anyway.
So we're done with that. We're finished up with you guys. There's nothing else.
Thanks,
on
Tony.
That?
Thanks, Mr. Petras.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to just take this so I can use it tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to distribute it.
Yeah, that's why I
sent everybody a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, if you would, that'd be great.
Next item on the list is a lot combination application for James Sechrist.
Okay, this...
We went through that in the...
I don't see an issue with it. I mean, you've had it under review.
I didn't either.
It's just a little piece of property that, for some reason, stayed separate on the back of his property.
I think we discussed it last meeting.
Yep. Yes, yeah, we discussed it at the workshop.
And we were just waiting on county comments. Did we get them, Shahana?
Yes, I think it is on the pile.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep, see you all.
Thanks, Tony. Glad to see you feeling better.
Yep, thank you.
This is a letter from John Fuller.
Here's Brian.
Brian.
If I can get it out.
County review letter.
Now, this one's on the comprehensive plan.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you have a full set over here? Because these all have your name on them. So.
And I have yours right
there. They got everything. Everything got moved around, yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, I don't have the comments.
I don't have comments from the
county.
Pike County Planner either.
Okay, I can print it if you want to.
I already reviewed the deed's fine. So, I mean, you want to send it off for conditional approval?
Do you have the comments for Sechrist?
From Pike County?
I can print it now.
Just get it one copy. That's all. Yeah, print one out.
Yeah, print one out, sure. And then that way we can just...
be done with it.
Read it off and then send it.
I can't imagine that the comments are more than...
We are talking about the county, Tony.
most of the time, lot consolidations just make sense.
Yes.
I haven't seen a lot combination.
How he got this property?
I think it was a right-of-way way back for the water authority. And okay. It's only a little piece of property that you couldn't do anything with except for right away.
I think it's 20 feet by about 140 feet or something like
that. Yeah, right.
So he's just adding it to his other.
Yeah, just property. Right.
Yeah, then they got no water lines in there or anything, and they signed off on it. So
yeah, they don't even want right away access anymore. So
it goes to nowhere though. The right away stopped at the next property.
Right, and it didn't continue through.
No,
it was nowhere. It was kind of
weird.
There's so much housekeeping that could be done there's so many things. Remember Vise Road?
Yeah.
the previous secretary actually owned the road.
The road itself.
The road itself.
Yep.
Wow.
And they still own a lot of the roads.
Yeah, they still own a lot of roads. There was a subject. They owned a lot of the properties up in there back in the day, and then they sold off pieces and pieces and pieces and pieces, and then just kept the road.
The roads.
Right. Which was
crazy.
Yeah, kind of silly, but.
No, they did that. They did that to me when I bought up there. He owned the road in front of my house. The day I closed on it, he put a chain across the road.
Our office finds the plan to be consistent with the Pike County Comprehensive Plan and Municipal Ordinances.
Okay, wow. We're good to go.
Who had money on that?
I guess that was a good guess on my part, wasn't it?
Yep. So,
move it forward.
If there's no other comments,
I make a motion we move forward to the supervisors.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. If you guys want to get me to hang out, or
yeah. So I don't see anything further on the agenda.
Yeah, we're gonna go for drinks after this.
Oh, on the agenda for you?
Well, that'll stick around for. No, I got to drive a little bit.
Unfortunately.
No. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys next month.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Thanks. Thank you for coming up.
All right.
Jenna, thank you. Drive safe.
See you.
Yes.
Good to see you again, Andy.
Sorry.
Take care, man.
No worries. And good to see you, Tony.
Yeah.
We'll talk. And by the way, that old ordinance that was not necessarily on the books, Tony did. I found the email.
He did send
that around.
Yeah. Okay. So review that.
Yeah, we got it.
Take a look at it. It's kind of an interesting issue.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised they didn't go after it.
Well, I think the question for us, and I will take a look at it, is do you like that? Do you want that on the books? If so, you put it on the books.
Right.
20 years later, but you put it on the
book. Question is, if we don't do anything with it and go around it and somebody finds it later.
It's at this point, based upon the case law, it's void ab initio, right, Tony? Yeah. It's no good from the beginning because all the procedural niceties were not followed. So it was
never made official.
It can be, but it was never made official.
Yeah.
Would that depend on whether it was recorded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether they're placed in the book, the ordinance book, and it was not.
Oh, it was never placed in the. What about if it was recorded with the county?
What do you do? The county library?
County law library. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be another procedural.
There's no evidence either way to either confirm or deny that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any evidence of that on any of them.
So if you wanted that ordinance to control, you follow through everything, and cross your T's, dot your I's. And then it's good.
Right, yeah, that's just part of the ordinance.
Yeah. But that's a question, do you want it? I don't know exactly what's in it.
Right, well, review it and give us your opinion on it.
You got it.
Tony's reviewed it.
All right, guys, awesome. Take care. All right,
thank you again.
Have a safe trip, baby.
Always good to have an extra set of eyes.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Take care, see ya.
See ya.
All right, moving on. The Milford Township
Comprehensive. Move it forward, Seacrest.
Good. Yeah, Seacrest, we did that.
Thank you.
The Milford Township Comprehensive Plan update.
We got comments back from the county. There aren't any. They said it's in full balance with everything they're doing.
Okay, finally.
And the only difference we did, I talked to Tony, and we had Jason change the map to a draft.
Yeah. Understandable.
So basically, it's up to the supervisors to call for a public hearing on it and get it done.
Don't we need comments from municipalities? I sent it to 4 municipalities. Shouldn't we wait for their comments?
When did you send it?
Was it over 30 days? Because don't they only have 30 days to comment?
Last week or...
No. Oh, you only sent it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't we have to wait 30 days for comments from other...
We have to wait for comments from the
joining municipalities, yeah. Okay.
So we can't send it up to the supervisors until...
We can't send it up yet.
No.
Okay.
We have the next meeting.
So we'll table that until we get back the comments.
That's got to be the next regular meeting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was only sent last week. It wouldn't be...
Yeah,
it wouldn't be enough time anyway, so we'll just move it on to the next meeting.
Yeah. Just keep it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Sure.
Until we move it up.
Zoning warehouse standards? Where are we at with that?
We are going to set up a meeting just to work on that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we're going to dedicate a workshop.
We were hoping to do that in April, but I guess we're not going to do that.
Nah, we're getting booked up for April.
Did you see Mr. Fuller's comments on?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And that's another. We got to balance everything out, and we're going to have to take it line by line, and it's going to take at least a meeting or two to get it the way we want it.
All right.
Exactly.
So we'll address, we'll keep that on the agenda, address
keep
that
it too. On the agenda and table.
Mixed-use zoning amendment, I'm assuming that we're just going to put that on hold with everything else we got going on.
We're just
going to
hold that on the agenda, I think.
Yeah, keep
it on the agenda and table it. Do we need a motion to table it?
You should do a motion to table all of them.
All right.
See how many we're doing.
Eastern Pike Regional, that's been submitted, from what I understand.
Yes, Shahana submitted the letter today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the emails back and forth on that. So do you want to do a motion for 6, 7, and 8, or do you want to do them individually?
Even the Act 537 plan. Zoning map discussion. Actually, we're going to table them all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to table.
Where are we at with the zoning map again? Were we going to go back to the drawing? Were we going to submit the letters? Like, I know we had a discussion at the workshop.
I pulled the map from 91, and on 91's map, Hickory Hills was residential. So what we decided we're going to do, we got two residential properties.
But they're not recognizing the 91 map.
No, they're not recognizing anything. So what we're going to do is we're going to get in touch with the HOA and just tell them that somewhere along the line it got messed up because they were residential, it got changed somehow to commercial.
So we're going to put it on the HOA to notify all of the residents and property owners.
That discussion never got finished.
It never got finished.
Well, is that something that we should discuss? That we should discuss now?
Yes.
Okay.
My suggestion was to advertise the map as it is. Post the properties and send letters to the two HOAs.
I actually think that's a good idea.
Yes, because if we don't post it, somebody can come back later on.
The supervisors did not actually take a vote on that, so we kind of tabled it.
So do we need to make a recommendation to the supervisors to do that?
Yes.
So they can.
I think you should.
So they can vote on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell them the zoning map is ready for publication and hearing.
Okay, I'm on board with it. I want to get it done. So if we all think that that's the plan to move forward, I think we should make a motion
The map that we have right now is the map that all of us went over when we had all the maps and we picked all the properties were different.
And it's also the map that's in the comprehensive plan.
Right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, as a draft at the moment.
Right.
So yeah, so we should make a. You want to?
Yeah, because without the two HOAs, we only had four properties they had in question.
There was There are a number of properties which I thought we had previously shown them, but I guess they want additional evidence on Don Quick's property, which I understand has been sold.
Yes.
And
but I do have all the paperwork in that folder now.
I have a question. Would the new property owner even hold issue to it?
What do you need, Don? I'm actually not rebuilding that one. Don's, I'm finishing that project out up there.
For Wally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is Don had come to the Planning Commission and the supervisors and got approval to change those properties over to the DD district. The county is not recognizing that. So they have them listed as residential.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be more expeditious and less argumentative if the current property owner were to show no interest in it being commercial to just leave it alone as the county has it? Does that make sense? As residential. It just stopped the fighting.
Well, I mean, it was a zoning ordinance amendment that the supervisors approved.
So, right.
I mean, yeah. If the person doesn't want to utilize it for commercial purposes, they don't necessarily have to.
Right.
But what happens when they sell it? I mean,
I would have that discussion with the owner, because I know the owner, yeah. and he has a commercial business. You never know if he might want to keep it commercial.
Well, if he wants to keep it commercial, then we'll finish the fight.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I think that would be the first question.
That's my question, is would it be appropriate to approach? I mean, we have to post it anyway, right? Would we not? So just have that discussion beforehand, and then see that. I don't know how would have to be done through official letter through the town, or if it would have to be, you know, that's not for
well,
that's above my,
I
my
can,
level
I can
here.
See, but I mean, we've already approved it, so I don't know why we have to go through this again, because just because the map wasn't changed, the amendment is on record.
Right. Right, but the county's just not recognizing it, though.
Well, I'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, then fine then.
Hey, you know how much they love me.
All right. So.
I'm afraid whenever I go into building.
We'll just have Shauna write a letter to the supervisors saying that we should move forward.
We should move forward on the zoning map.
And make any necessary notifications to the HOAs to notify all of their property owners and members of the mapping change that's proposed.
And honestly, the other way of doing it is just to call it a comprehensive zoning change and put the public notice in and post the properties that are being changed.
But at that point,
that's a lot of burden on the township, is it not?
Yeah.
Well, so if we lay it on the HO, just do two letters to the HOAs, is it that?
I don't know if that second one has an HOA.
The second one's small amount of properties, though, too. Hickory Hills has got more properties than the second one.
Yeah.
Second one, if I remember correctly.
That second one's not really, they didn't really have a community association, do they?
I don't know if they do or don't.
No, I don't think they do.
I'd have, you know, who's in that? Michael. So we could ask Michael.
I don't think they have an H. I don't think they and have. I don't think they have an.
And actually, it's only up there. They're in residential. That's the problem. They're in residential.
Right.
And Michael's property, all the properties on Route 6 were commercial.
Commercial.
So it's only five. I think it's only five properties we got to post on.
I thought it was seven.
Maybe it is seven.
I think it's seven properties.
Maybe it is seven.
So even if it's 10, I mean, what's the difference if you post
five, seven, or 10?
Yeah, we're not going to post the whole development.
It's not like 55, which I think, isn't it 55 properties in Hickory Hills?
Hickory's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a few up in there. So have the supervisors
notify.
Work with the association.
Work with the association on the bulk of it, and then the township would take care of the rest.
Yeah. Post that makes the rest. Sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well get it done because they're never going to let it. You know,
right, yeah, that's what I said. Why don't we just do what we got to do and just...
We had the same comments, which is what I said last month.
Right.
You know, we started the conversation and we never finished it at the supervisors meeting. This month, we're going to finish it.
Right.
Yep.
So, all right. So we're going to make a recommendation that... Or make
a motion.
We're going to make a motion to have you... do a letter up to the supervisors from the Planning Commission about the zoning map, stating that we feel that the properties need to be posted, recommend to seek out the HOA for them to do a bulk of the legwork, and then the township post the rest of the properties just to get this moved through under the right course of action.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct. Very right. Good. Sounds good, right?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Are you got no public there?
Nah, do we have there.
No public participation. It's crickets.
All right, so I make a motion that 7, 8, 9 are tabled, be tabled to the
six,
next.
All, six also.
Six, seven.
Oh, six, six seven, seven, eight, nine. Eight. Be tabled to the next meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
You mean to the workshop, right? Next is workshop.
Put it on for the workshop one. Yep.
And since we have no public participation, no discussion, correct?
Yep.
And I have a...
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
One second.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.